With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it.
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
But it can't be a baseball shadow.
Is it a spirit?
I can't.
Just don't pay any attention.
Is it a spirit?
Don't pay any attention to him. Do the best you can not to pay any attention to him. He's on a crazy roll today.
What?
And Chris Ello.
There's at least one professor, John Giacalone, maybe.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
Yes, that promo was put together by somebody who called the Baltimore baseball team the Oilers.
Hey, that was an off-air conversation.
On his post-game show the other night.
I corrected myself. I said the Oilers are not a baseball team. They're an old football team that doesn't exist.
Yeah. Still said it.
Still said it. Welcome to the program, everybody. Hour number two, Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. Together in our Odyssey Palace Studios in San Diego, California, with Mr. Scraby alongside. We're coming up on a little Chris versus the Fans. It's your chance to qualify. We haven't had a Chris versus the Fans in about a week. So a chance to qualify today for that Las Vegas trip. Two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Dinner for two at Edge Steakhouse. Spa treatments for two at Serenity Spa. Legendary Vegas fun. And we'll give the prize away at the end of the month. So we're halfway through the month. You'll have a chance to qualify for that prize today. And if you'd like to play, 833-288-0973. Before we get to Chris versus the Fans, though, a fan, Clay, was hanging on through that interview, wanted to talk a little bit about these Padres with us, and we bring him on the program here quickly. Hi, Clay.
What's up, Clay?
How are you, man?
Hey, guys. I'm enjoying the fact that we got somebody that can actually talk calm among all the crazies out there about the 13 games we've played.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, 13 games doesn't a season make, but it seems like people forget that in 1984 we had a great season. In the 90s we had great seasons with Bruce as our coach. I mean, we've had a lot of good teams. This is a solid team. Again, it's just a team sport. It's like everybody should just, hey, if you want to jump off the wagon, well, then go for it and jump on somebody else's. But, you know, hey, stick with them. This is a great team to watch, and they're going to have struggles. I mean, it's just – baseball.
Yeah, they've had two real struggles this year. Nice job, Clay. They've lost two games in a row, Tony. Can you believe that?
What?
Yeah.
Twice
they've lost two games in a row.
What is going on? We need to call AJ.
And as mentioned this week, they lost the two to the Pittsburgh Pirates, which no team in baseball will do this entire season, obviously. So,
except the Cubs.
Except for the Cubs, lost two in a row to the
Pirates. Cubs aren't very good, though.
Anyway, look, the Padres are fine. Tommy Pham's fine also. I was doing a little checking before we get to Chris versus the Fans. Let me name off a couple of guys here. Start with Mike Yastrzemski. Good player?
Yes.
Ozzie Albies. Good player?
Absolutely.
Really good player. Andrew McCutchen, former MVP?
Yes.
Not the same, but still a former MVP. Jorge Soler, Kansas City, league home run champion, if I'm not mistaken. Paul DeJong, St. Louis Cardinals, Michael Conforto, New York Mets, Elvis Andrus, Oakland A's. How about Keston Hiura, Milwaukee Brewers?
Yeah.
Young, up-and-coming star. Every one of those guys has a lower batting average than Tommy Pham right now. I'm just saying, I'm not guaranteeing that Tommy Pham is going to win the Triple Crown. I'm just saying it's a little early to give up on the guy completely, like so many of you seem to want to do. That's all. I just thought I'd point that out.
I kind of get it, though.
Of course you do. You're mad at everything.
No, I get the overreaction.
You get the overreaction?
Someone like me who has not played baseball or been very close to professional baseball, like you both have for a lot of your life, when a guy starts out a season like Tommy Pham has, I kind of scratch my head too and kind
of
ask.
So do the rest of those
guys.
So have you given Ozzie Albies, should the Braves bench him?
I think he should be benched.
DFA him.
I'll tell you one thing. If they got rid of him, the Padres would get rid of Jay Cronenworth in 2 seconds and bring in Ozzie Albies.
I didn't say anything about that.
I'm just saying Ozzie Albies is one of the best players in baseball. He's hitting 149. I mean, it happens. Guys have terrible starts to seasons. There's a bunch of them. I just named them all for you.
It is 162 of them, ladies and gentlemen.
We've
only played how many?
14.
We have Jake Cronenworth tomorrow on the show, so we should not be getting rid of him just yet, Chris.
We're not getting rid of Jake Cronenworth. I'm just saying Ozzie Albies is a pretty good second baseman, and he's off to a scuffling start, as Tommy Pham is. I would venture to say that just about every hitter in baseball will go through a 6-for-40 slump this season.
Yeah.
At some point.
For sure.
I mean, it just won't show up the way it does at the beginning of the year.
When you put those numbers down, man.
Oh, my God, it's over. I know. It's done.
Hey, I will say this. In my observation, I know we got to get to Chris versus the fan. My observation is whatever they've done to the baseball, it's working. It's definitely
really?
Working. Yeah.
Ball's not flying nearly as much.
And I bring it up because we're talking about Tommy Pham.
Right.
He's at least at Petco before the road trip. He was in the warning track quite often on balls.
He had three or four of the warning track.
That sounded like if they were hitting last year's ball, like, oh, that's gone.
It was gone.
But I think he'll be all right. I really do. I think he's going to be fine. All right. I know we got to get to Christopher.
One last thing. I did read a stat the other day about hardest balls hit without a home run this year.
Tommy Pham and
the other guy on that list, Trevor Story. Doesn't have a home run this season yet. Yeah. He plays in Colorado.
What's interesting is Will Myers hit that homer out to center in the first game, I believe it was, against Pittsburgh.
Right.
And then Tommy hit a laser to center for a single to break the 0-for whatever streak he was on.
Yeah.
And just watching, I was like, man, that ball is hit just as hard as Will's. It just didn't have height. And, of course, my partner, Jesse Agger, got on StatCast. He was like, actually, it was hit harder than Will Myers' ball. Yeah. I just think... When he's shooting the ball up the middle the other way like he was in spring is when he's going at his best. Now, he's had some bad luck in this, too, but he's also not swung the bat as well either. So, it's 14 games.
All right. Let's get to some Chris versus the fans right now.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know Gen 4.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Scrape, why don't you break down the rules for us?
Well, the rules are you have to... make it through 3 questions. Each question's going to get more difficult as you go along. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And I have officially thrown in the towel on scorekeeping for the rest of the year because...
Oh, you gave up?
I'm just so far behind.
You gave up?
I'm so far behind now.
I knew you were a quitter at heart.
You made it to mid-April. I'm sorry. I had you in May.
No. You had me after 2 weeks. I was done with this whole thing.
Yeah, you did pretty well.
You went long distance.
I think that you're...
You went longer than we did Stratomatic.
Yes. I did. And that was even way more difficult.
I don't know how you and Chris kept that.
I don't know how Chris did it. I will give it to all to Chris. But anyway, so Chris is a... It's just everyone out there know that his winning... Or his answer correct percentage... is around 72 to 80, somewhere around there.
That's a big range there. All right. But
that is a pretty big range. But whatever works, I'll take it.
72 to 75. How about that?
He said 72 to 80. All right, Evan, out in North Park, welcome to Gwen and Chris. Welcome to Chris versus Fan. How are you doing today?
Hey, fellas. Good to have you back on the air. And as I always say, let's get it on.
Let's get it on. Here we go. First question. What state is the Masters held in?
Georgia.
Georgia.
On
Georgia. All right, here we go. Question number two.
By the way, Hideki Matsuyama, great job.
What?
That's me.
Oh, we're talking golf there. What is the name Tyson Fury, the boxer, calls himself?
Oh, man, I love Tyson Fury. Bringing back to boxing. He's the Gypsy King.
Is.
Wow.
The
wow.
Gypsy King.
That is right.
Nailed it.
Nice work.
Nailed it.
I thought that was going to be a tough one for anyone.
He said, as soon as he said he loves Tyson
Fury.
He lit up. Yeah.
He lit up.
He was in trouble. All right, here we
go. Done.
Question number three. And since it's still in here, I might as well try to get rid of
another
this
opening day.
Oh, no.
That's good
news. That's good for you because I never get these. So.
There's actually three opening day questions left in this whole thing. Check that. Four.
Who batted sixth in 1983 for the Philadelphia Phillies in the first game of the season against the Padres?
Why do I always have the Lori voice?
I don't know, but here we go. What pitcher was the Padres' opening day starter
See?
In 1984?
And while Evan's thinking, the reason I asked this is because this is a World Series here, so people should remember.
1984. Is Evan thinking? Oh, yes, he is. Hi, Evan. Take your time.
I think he might be typing, too.
No. Andy Bennett. I don't know.
Man, Andy reincarnated himself in the 80s and then came back later in the mid-90s.
I was born in 87.
It's okay, Evan.
You weren't born
Hold
in
on,
time.
Because Chris has not been the greatest at these ones.
I think he might be all right on this one.
I don't know. Eric Schau?
I don't know. Let me just guess the right answer. Sorry about
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, Evan. Good work, man. All right, we move to our next contestant, Judy. Welcome to the show. Happy Thursday to you.
Is this Judy?
Hey, Judy.
Anyone know a person named Judy? We're talking to you.
She gone.
All right.
They gone.
Joey, welcome back.
Oh, our
hey,
guy.
Good old Joey.
How are you, Joey?
Hey, Joey.
Howdy do, boy.
Howdy do. All right, here we go. First question. Which one of the Williams sisters won the most Grand Slam events in tennis?
Serena.
Serena. Nice work, nice work. On to question number two. Ooh, this is a good one. Maybe. Austin Hedges started three consecutive opening days as catcher. Who was the catcher before Austin Hedges start opening day? To start opening day.
Ooh. Oh. How about 2014?
Ooh, I'm going to go.
I'm going to say Nick Hundley. I'm not confident, though.
Nick Hundley.
Nicholas.
I like Nick Hundley.
Hundley.
Very good. Talked to me on the show before.
Talked to Nick the other day.
Oh. How is he?
He's doing well.
Great.
Yeah. Bunch of banter going on between some vets in baseball that are out. And
yeah.
They're kind of, some of them are up in arms about the game changing the way it has.
Yeah. Oh. It's changing, all right.
Chris, what you got?
I don't necessarily know. I'm going to try Derek Norris.
Oh.
He knew it. Joey knew it.
Sorry, Joey.
Thank you, Joey. All right. On to our next contestant. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hold on just
Wait, Scraby's not ready.
There we go.
Michael, you there?
Hello?
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 There he is. Hello? Michael, we
are
got you.
Are you Michael?
It's good to good
yes,
to see
Michael.
Things haven't changed. We haven't been on for a week. Phones are still a little sketchy.
All right.
Here... First time player.
All right, here we go. First question.
That means you get a free pass in the first question.
Yeah,
you
free
get
pass, this... but you got to try to get it anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So serious, Michael.
In which sport
He's into it.
Would competitors use a piece of equipment known as a foil?
A foil?
Wakeboarding.
Wakeboarding.
I see where you're going there. I do.
Clever. Clever.
Oh. Well, he's all right. He gets past it. That's true.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
If anyone can see Chris trying to be a fencer in the studio.
It's not fencing?
It is fencing.
Oh, it is fencing.
I'm just saying, if anybody can see him waving around his fencing, his sword.
My eepie.
For the record, I wasn't going to help Chris on that one at all.
No, you weren't helping.
But Scraby did. But well, he had it anyway.
Yeah,
so.
He had it anyway.
It doesn't matter. He's moved on. Michael, you're on question number two. Good luck.
Wait, what happened?
He's first-time player.
Oh, that's right.
First-time player.
Oh,
so
touche.
He gets a shot.
Sorry, Michael, I was hating on you a little bit. Question number two.
All good.
What professional sport did bank robber John Dillinger play?
John Dillinger. I'm going to go with football.
Football. I mean, a bank robber, football. I don't know how they connect, but we'll go with it.
You got to be tough.
To be a bank robber, you got to be tough. No.
Especially in the 50s.
Football is not the correct answer. Mr. Ello for the steal. John Dillinger.
Boxing.
Boxing.
I don't know.
Also incorrect. He played our favorite pastime.
Baseball?
Baseball.
Yeah. That was my other guess.
Yeah, John Dillinger.
How did you pull that one up?
I listened to a lot of random serial killer podcasts.
That sounds
crime
about right.
Podcasts.
All right. Let's move
did
to the
you
next
say
one.
That sounds about right?
Yes, it does. Question number three. Oh, this is actually a decent one.
compared to most of his questions.
And especially the opening day ones. Here we go. Out of all of the Padre opening days, one position has seen the most different players to start.
Oh, my God.
What position is that?
Outside of a pitcher. Can't be a pitcher.
Starting pitcher.
Outside of a
can't
pitcher.
Can't be a pitcher.
Oh. Position player.
Thanks, Gravy, for the last minute.
Well, hey, you got that one right. Feel good.
I'll go with
got eight other positions.
Oh, I think he... Michael, are you there? I think he cut out there.
No, he's there.
Oh.
What was your guess, Michael?
Center field.
Center field, he says. God. I'm going to pass on first base. Yeah, I'm going to pass on first base and right field, but that didn't help me a lot. I'll try... Shortstop.
Shortstop.
Michael!
Wow.
Michael, we have a winner.
Stay right there.
Stay on the line. The answer is left field. Ah. 39 players, different players.
You added that all up, Scrape, huh?
Baseball Reference did.
Good job.
That a boy. Don't take credit where it's not due.
Right.
All right. That's going to do it. Michael, hang on the line.
He qualifies for the Vegas getaway in his first try. Nice job, Michael. Way to go, man. I'm glad you called in, and that ought to be a good little lesson to the rest of you out there who haven't ever tried.
Call in.
You give it a shot.
First chance he got in,
and he's on his way, hopefully, to winning that Vegas getaway. We'll take a quick timeout on Gwen and Chris, coming back with more as we continue rolling along here till 7 p.m. on this Thursday, back together again after the Padres spent the week in Pittsburgh and kept us off the air. We're happy to be back with you and happy you're back with us on 97.3 The Fan. Here's a check of traffic.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
424 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello. The gang is back together and I'm coming off my first road series as the everyday color guy for radio for Padres.
Your first road trip without making a road trip.
Right, and of course we're not traveling at this point, and you know, for those, believe it or not, some people didn't know that until Jesse and I started saying it, because it's kind of hard to know. You don't really notice it during the game. But we are at mercy to whatever camera crew is feeding us the game.
Yeah.
So Texas, the camera crew there was great. Like, we didn't miss a beat, except for one play. I think it was on Manny's homer? Can't remember. They got the... They got it up into the sky, into the seats real quick.
And the ball
and it was
disappeared.
Like, I think it's gone. Oh, there it is. It's gone. Home run, right? So, but that definitely happens. And in Pittsburgh, they were a little slower on certain things. And so, you know, if there's a delay in Jesse's call, it's because we're really waiting to see where the camera's going to go.
Yeah. And the other thing that's tough, I noticed scoring decisions can be difficult. Like, if it's a hit or an error, nobody tells you, and you're not in the stadium to see it pop up on the screen, you know, on the scoreboard.
So it's funny you
brought
this
up. And nobody makes an announcement, right? Well, so how do you find out?
So we're tapped in to their PA.
Okay, the press box PA?
But,
yeah.
Well, you got your headset on, you
can't hear it. Right.
So we'd have to depend on old Dave Marcus. He gives us this.
Is an error, and that's a hit.
Thumbs up for
thumbs
a hit.
Thumbs up for a hit, thumbs down for an error.
We're watching Gladiator on TV, and that's the same way they determine someone's life or death in the 0 days.
That's how we figure it out. So we'll just keep talking. If out of the corner of our eye we see one of these or a thumbs up, it's like, all right, well, hit, error. But I got to tell you, it's
a little disconcerting.
It is. I hope that eventually we get back to the point where we're traveling with the ball club, because
being in the stadium,
it would have been so nice to be in the stadium on that no hitter. I mean, don't get me wrong.
You guys did a fantastic job to make it seem like you were there.
The vibe was there, but it would have been completely different in that stadium. Yeah.
You guys would have been so drawn in.
Yeah.
There was just no way. There was no way to not feel like you were watching it happen rather than kind of being with it as it was happening.
Right.
Had you been in Pittsburgh. But I think you guys are all doing an amazing job. But I know how difficult it must be.
And by the way,
you're right. You're at the mercy of the camera. But you do get some more camera angles like than we see on television at home, right?
Right. So we have a couple different. So we got the main feed that you guys see, and we're getting it from Pittsburgh.
Right.
We also have a view of kind of like an overview where you can see the whole field and the players on it. It's kind of a high view.
Okay.
We have a bullpen view where we generally get to see both bullpens.
Right. So you can see if somebody's
so we can see if somebody's loose. Although on a day like this.
This didn't help today because everybody who got up was wearing number 42.
And you know, when it's one thing when your squad gets up before you because you could recognize
you could pick it up,
But Jesse and I, we were having to wait until either they flash something up on the screen or until they came into the game because they all wearing 42. You couldn't tell. I mean, we knew David Bednar because he was a former Padre. So after that, though, it was tough.
You just turn around and ask Dave Marcus. Dave, who's number 42? everybody.
But it's been interesting. And by the way, we're not the every team. Nobody is traveling with their squads.
Oh,
right
really?
Now. Yeah.
Nobody's going anywhere.
Nobody's traveling.
Now, will the Dodger guys at least come down to San Diego?
No, they won't.
They're not.
They won't. Just
still
like we
not.
Won't go up there
next weekend.
At least this coming road trip.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, we get into the summer and maybe a little deeper that things will change. But as of right now, this is kind of what we're working with.
Yeah. By the way, the Padres, as you know, won today, but they have a an absolute gauntlet of starting pitchers that they are going to be facing coming up here in the next 9 games, especially because we know that the Dodger series, they set it up with Bueller and then Kershaw and then Bauer. What we don't know yet, or most people haven't looked ahead to because we're so focused on the Dodger series, is after the Dodgers leave town, the Brewers come in. And the first 2 games against the Brewers, they're facing Woodruff and Corbin Burns.
Corbin Burns.
And those 2 guys are lights out. So, and then when they go back to L.A. the next weekend, it sets up for the same 3 guys for the Dodgers. They're going to throw Bueller, Kershaw, and Bauer again. So the Padres hitters, I'm glad they got a little, some good feeling out of their, you know, today before they get out of Pittsburgh. Because I don't care how good you are. Those are some tough starting pitchers that you're going to be facing here for the next week.
The next 5 arms they face are as good as it gets right now in the National League.
Yeah.
Woodward and especially Burns.
Corbin Burns in Milwaukee. If you haven't heard of him, he's been really good.
I tell you what, I had dinner with my guy Quentin Berry, Aztec for life. He's the first base coach for the Brewers now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were talking. I was like, you guys going to be any good? And he was like, man. We're gonna be good. We're gonna make some noise. And you know, when you're on the team or you're part of the team, you gotta take that with kind of a grain of salt a little bit. But I could tell by the way he said it that he was serious. So I've been paying attention to the Brewers for that reason.
Yeah.
And I got a chance to see Burns pitch. Tell you what, man, everything out of his hand is violent. Like he's got the two-way fastball, meaning he'll cut it, he'll sink it. And then he's got like a hard slider, like nothing soft out of his hand. And they're going to lean on those 2 guys probably most of the year, but they've been really good. Peralta's been good in that rotation as well.
Yeah.
This next 7, was it 7? Yeah, next 7 games, 7 or 6, 6 or 7 games. This is going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
It's a good measuring stick for the Pods, for sure.
Yeah, Corbin Burns, by the way, 18 and a third innings pitched this year so far. 4 hits, 1 run. No walks and 30 strikeouts. So whatever he's throwing, Tony, he's got full command of it at the moment.
He does.
So he's pitching against the Padres on Tuesday. So Dodger series going to be 3 tough starters, and then going to open up with these 2 aces for the Milwaukee Brewers next week. So
all right,
little gauntlet ahead.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's step away, pay some bills. When we come back, Scraby has a big 5 ready to roll. When we return, Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number 1 sports station, 97.3, The Fan.
Ben and Woods on The Fan.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm all right, yeah.
It's Ben.
Not 100% here.
Oh, no.
I'm okay. My temperature, I passed the temperature scan.
Oh, you did?
Coming in.
Good,
yeah, so
okay.
I don't have fever, just some chills and some body aches.
Can I make you some tea?
I don't know. I think I'm just going to stick with the vitamin water for now.
Did you have coffee?
No.
I'm going to make you some tea.
Thanks.
I will. I'm going to go make you some.
Welcome back to the program. 4:37 is the time. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Gwynn and Chris. San Diego's number 1 sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. You know, listening to the Padres has never been easier. You can stream. It might be harder to call the games than it's ever been before, but listening has never been easier. You can stream Padres baseball using the radio.com. Is that right? The radio.com app, or is this an old...
This is a Matt Scraby...
mess up.
Yeah, you better not get us in trouble, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is
nice job. Use the Odyssey app.
Yes.
Thank you. AUDACY. And or you can you still ask Alexa?
Yes, you can.
All right, to play 97.3 The Fan. Thanks, Scraby, for making me look bad. I usually can handle that all by myself.
Second.
I don't really need your help to look bad.
Thanks, Scrabe.
Appreciate that.
You know what? When I was doing pre and post the last couple of days, I just started reading things like that were put in front of me, and I'm like, this is what they feel like. Like, this is just what you do, and then you feel bad because the producer did it to you, and then you want to blame him, but you can't.
I just did.
Boom.
Yes, so don't say that I can't, because I did blame you 100%. Padres over the Pirates today, 8-3 to finish up the road trip, 5-2, not too shabby, 9-5, on pace for a 104-win season. But here come the Dodgers, 10-2, and they still get a freebie tonight against the Rockies before they head down to San Diego to start the 3-game series tomorrow.
A freebie. I love
it. It seems to be a freebie. I mean, the only game they lost was because Bellinger passed Justin Turner on the home run. Otherwise, they would have won that game, too. So, yeah, they're getting well against the Rockies, and we'll see if the Padres can slow them down. How about Ryan Weathers? Huh? Getting the start in the big first matchup between these two teams?
He's earned it, man. He not only with his spring, but what he's done thus far in the regular season, he's earned it. Now, the only part I'm borderline disappointed about is, like, if this were right out of spring training, he'd be capable of going five, but because he was built up at that point. But now, coming out of the bullpen, I don't know that he's built up. I think best case scenario, Jesse and I were talking about this during the game, best case scenario, four innings of a good start, which would be great. He gave him nothing. But, man, you just see the way he performed in the playoffs when it was his first time in the big leagues, and you just feel like he is, like, ready for this type of moment.
It's so funny that he's done so much in his big league career, but he's yet to make a start. This is his first ever official start tomorrow night.
Right.
But he's accomplished so many things before his first major league start. And thanks to Craig Stammen, who pitched three shutout innings today, the Padres have their entire four-pronged law firm of a closer at the back end of the rotation all ready to go, right? Kella, Pagan, Pomerantz, and Melanson. None of them pitched today.
Yeah.
So all four of them can go an inning tomorrow night. So, yeah, if Weathers can get you through four, piece together the fifth, then you just go with those guys the rest of the way. Hopefully get a win out of it.
First of all, I forgot that we gave them the law firm. You gave them the law firm name.
I gave it to them. It hasn't gone anywhere.
But still, because we haven't been on the show to help it go anywhere. We've been off. But
that's true.
I don't want to hear no slander of Craig Stammen for quite some time. He saved the behind of the Padres and now two different occasions, right?
Right, I mean, he keeps doing this.
He went 3 1/3 the day Marty Morejon went down. He drops another three innings today to get a save. I mean, this guy is willing to – he's pitching almost every role for the Padres since he's been here, too.
Right. People don't really understand just how important this is, what Craig Stammen keeps doing. And I know he's giving up a couple of runs here and there.
Nabil Crismat, too. Let me give a shout-out to him, too.
Crismat did the very same thing in the game that Blake Snell was touched up in the first inning. So, yeah, these are important they may not help you win today, Craig Stammen, help you win a game, but like when Crismat pitched, he ended up taking the loss.
Right.
He didn't even
saved a whole bunch of arms, though. Yeah.
Probably win another couple of games.
Yep.
So, yeah, give these guys a lot of credit.
By the way,
that bullpen.
In Crismat's situation, he knew likely that after that game, he was going to get sent down.
And he did.
And he still went out and shoved. Like he pitched so well and provided length for that bullpen that was in need of it. And, you know, those guys don't get a lot of credit. Guys who are doing the long relief role in any team just are mostly overlooked.
Yeah, they're important. By the way, the law firm, which I will continue to hound at and try to get it until it catches hold.
We need a shirt, somebody out there. Go ahead.
Somebody make a shirt. The law firm, they have not allowed a run this season.
No.
20 2/3 innings. 20 2/3 innings by the back end of the Padre rotation, or bullpen, rather, without allowing a single run.
Yeah.
Too bad.
They've been stingy.
All right, let's check some traffic, and then it's time for a Scraby Big Five.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back. Relax. Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwen and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And the Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. I gotta turn this down. Why don't I do that? Yeah, it's brought to you by Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske Lincoln in La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. You can follow us all on Twitter, at Matt Scraby here, at Chris LOSD over there, and at Tony Gwynn Jr., and the station, at 97.3 The Fan SD. If you have any questions for Padres pen pals, you can hit me up, at Matt Scraby. Let's get started.
Number five.
It's already suspension season for Major League Baseball because they have suspended Chicago Cubs reliever Ryan Tepra for 3 games for it says internationally in the tweet, but it's actually intentionally throwing a ball. It says for 3 games for internally throwing at Brewers Brandon Woodruff. That'd be difficult internationally throw. But so he's been suspended 3 games, and Cubs manager David Ross also is suspended 1 game. Tepper is going to appeal the suspension, but it looks like Major League Baseball is trying to take control early in the year. Tony, do you think the suspensions like this will help to protect against throwing at players?
No.
He got up in his chair for that, too.
No, in a word.
I don't think so.
Chris, you okay?
Maybe.
I think... I honestly didn't see what happened between those two particular teams. I did see what happened with the Padres, though. And that was just like a bunch of accidental hit by pitches, but they still hurt, right? And
yes,
guys still feel some type of way, especially when it happens twice to the same guy. And so in Jorge Mateo, he takes one off the back forearm.
Yeah,
and then he takes one on the wrist, which we know is dangerous, right? You get in the wrist with a baseball, a lot of times that's the end. Like your wrist is broken. And so I don't know if it was done on purpose, but certainly Williams ends up hitting Evans, I believe it was, LaCosta Kane's finest. And you know what? That is how the way Evans handled it really de-escalated everything. He went to first base as if he understood what was going on. He could have escalated things, right? He could have known as he did what was coming, and instead of just taking it first, he could have had the whole you know, I'm upset conversation. Both benches clear. Who knows what happens at that point? So I don't know that it'll ever really change from that. You know, the egregious ones are when somebody hits a home run and then the next time up, they get thrown at. Those are the ones that they should be paying the most attention to. Now, again, I didn't see what happened in the series that you're speaking of, Scray, but in those situations, if that was how it went down, then yeah, they need to keep going about it that way. But, you know, the Padres, Pirates, no suspensions. The next game, nothing happened, and we played baseball.
Yeah,
and you move on. Chris, what do you have to say about this whole situation?
I have to say no.
Okay.
It's not going to stop it because they've been handing out suspensions right. for the last 10 years, and it hasn't stopped anything. So why would it stop now?
I mean,
teams get suspended, managers get suspended, and then the next game they throw at somebody. But I'd also like to know when a hit-by-pitch ceased to become a part of the game of baseball.
Right, right.
Because it used to just be a part of the game. I mean, you know, I'm not saying you got to be careful. I don't want anybody to get hurt, but you used to be able to brush guys back a little bit. Now it's become a whole thing every time there's an inside pitch.
Right. I'm watching the video right now, and it was he didn't actually hit Woodruff. He threw behind his knees a little bit, and then Woodruff had some words for the pitcher.
Okay. But I'm just saying, I mean, it used to be inside pitching was allowed. Now it's not.
Listen, I mean, guys are throwing so hard now. I guess you don't necessarily
maybe
have
you want to
throw
protect
in.
Them a little bit.
But, I mean, throwing in is a part of a pitcher's
repertoire.
It
used to
it
be, anyway.
It has to be. Well, yeah, when guys were all over the plate and, you know, when you weren't throwing as hard, when guys weren't throwing as hard, you had to pitch inside in order to get out.
Yeah.
This is not the way it is no more.
I mean, I know Bob Gibson was maybe a little over the top. But
right. Roger Clemens?
Yeah, the famous story of somebody digging their back foot into the dirt a little bit to get a foothold, and Bob Gibson coming down from the mound and saying, keep on digging that thing because I'm going to bury you in it here in a second. I mean, those days are gone, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd be thrown out of the game immediately and suspended for about a year if he tried that now.
Number four.
I don't think umpires and calling balls and strikes has ever been this polarizing of a topic. And I know that you, Tony, and Jesse were talking about it today. And there are Twitter accounts with umpire game grades now. So, Chris, at this point in time in baseball, on April 15th, 2021, how big of a problem is the balls and strikes being called for Major League Baseball?
For me, it's not a big problem. But for baseball and the fans, it's a major problem because every single game on television now comes with a strike zone box.
Yeah.
So everybody sitting on their couch at home now can go, that's a strike. Oh, he called it a ball. He's terrible. He stinks. He doesn't know what he's doing. And I'll go back to the old days again and say, if there's two strikes on you and the pitch is close, you got to protect the plate. But now guys, you know, wait for and hopefully get the call. And then they go back to the video review and say, see, I was right. I don't think it's that big of a problem, but I know that I know with the strike zone box up there on the screen, it seems like a big problem because everybody is making a big deal out
Everybody's
of it
Everybody's an expert.
Yeah.
Tony, what do you think about balls and strikes on this day of April 15th, April 15th, 2021?
I like the human element of it. And I think over the course of a season, they do a really good job over a course of a season. But the problem is exactly as Chris explained it. Because we all have that box on our TV, we all are basically umpires. And, you know, there is, I guess, more accountability now because fans know exactly what's a ball and what's a strike. I've been arguing this with Jesse for a couple years now about the automatic strike zone. And my take on it is, remember how hot and heavy that conversation was 2 years ago? And it's kind of like died down. My theory is that they haven't perfected this automated strike zone because what Major League Baseball doesn't want is to bring this automated strike zone in and it's not ready. Because if you have an automated strike zone and you're still having some of the same issues that you're having now, guess what?
Circus.
It's a circus at this point. And you can't go back the other way. So my theory is that they're really working on this thing to make sure it's as perfect as possible. because we haven't seen it yet, and we've literally been talking about this. It started as robot umpires, and now we've got it down to the automated
Steve
strike zone.
Right.
Oh, yes, that was our robot umpire.
But I just think that, I mean, it would seem like it's inevitable. It seemed like it was inevitable, but now I'm not so sure.
Right before the game, the managers hand the robot ump the lineup cards, and the robot ump says to them,
"Shall we play a game?"
Number three.
Major League Baseball, we were just talking about rule changes. They have once again teamed with the Independent Atlantic League to test rule changes, with the current set of changes aimed at keeping starting pitchers in the game longer and creating more balls in play. In the second half of the season starting August 3rd, the pitching rubber is going to be moved back 1 foot to 61 feet 6 inches, giving hitters more time to react to pitches. Also, which I kind of like this one, and I know you guys are not going to, I think. Tony, you're up first. The DH in the lineup goes away after the starting pitcher is taken out of the game. So it helps to create a reward for keeping your pitcher, your starting pitcher in longer. What are your thoughts on these, Tony?
I hate that rule.
It's called the double hook. Oh, I like it even more now.
DH, and actually Jason Starks coined that term, right? It's called the double hook. I don't like it because I get them trying to emphasize pitchers pitching longer. But what if your starter doesn't have it? And you got to get him out the game.
In the first inning.
In the first or second inning. You should be penalized. Your team should be penalized because your pitcher just didn't have it that day. And the other team gets to keep their DH longer. I don't. That's a slippery slope to me. Moving the rubber back though, not the mound, the rubber back a foot. I might be for that. And
explain to someone like me how much a foot is actually going to make a difference.
We're looking at 98, right? 96, 97, 98 miles per hour. We're talking.
It's an extra blink of an eye.
We're basically going 10 years back, right? So guys will be back into that 93, 94 area. And I don't dislike this because it when you think about it in this terms, we've been using the same rules.
Same dimensions.
Same dimensions.
For 100 and some
odd years.
Yeah.
Are you telling me the athlete in 2021 is not a better athlete than we started this game? And so when you think about it in that standpoint, I'm open to it. I think it's not a bad idea to move it back. Because right now, it's a lot of walks, a lot of strikeouts, a lot of home runs. Not fun to watch. Just saying. Now, the team that I happen to cover is 9-5, and they've been fun to watch. But the majority of baseball, unless you're getting a no-hitter out of it, it's not fun to watch.
I would be curious to see how long these games are lasting this year. I feel like they're longer than
you want
ever.
Me to pull out my scorebook? Hold on, I'll get my scorebook. You guys, go ahead, Chris. You get the next one.
Man, Chris, they've been lasting a long time, waiting to do post-game shows. I'm in complete opposite of Tony on this. I don't like moving the mound back because I'm thinking about it from the pitcher's perspective, and I spent my entire life throwing from 60 feet 6 inches. I think it'll be a difficult transition to try and all of a sudden throw another extra foot. And try to get my pitches where I want them to be. So I think that's going to be a difficult chore. The other rule, the double hook, I actually like. Although Tony brought up a reason why I shouldn't like it, I think for the most part, once you get relievers into games, then that brings back some of the strategy of having to pinch hit and whether or not to have to pinch hit. So I kind of like the double hook rule a little bit more than Tony does.
All right, so we're just getting back into the swing of things. So that's it for the Big Five, but it's time for our Grand Slam giveaway code word. This hour's code word is COOL. Text COOL to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in at 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better. Download the BetQL app today.
I'll explain my piece of what Chris said on the double hook when
we come
back.
I like it.
Perfect.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.